Okay, so last week we got much more into the sugya of Amen Yesaima. We flew through some the beginning about Amen Chatufa and what's an Amen Chatufa, and if you don't say it with the right nekudais, like you start with a shuruk or a chaylam, that's an Amen Chatufa. And we also said if you don't pronunciate each letter, that's an Amen Kitufa. So if you don't say the nun, you don't say the alf, you don't say the mem. And then we spoke about Amen Yisayim. It seems that there's two main shitas about what an Amen Yisayim is. Mechaber shita was, and this really helped us answer the Ramami Pana that we started with the first week, that we had shveres, that what's up shot, the Ramami Pana seems to hold that even if you don't know the bracha that you're holding by, it's not a problem of Amen Yisayim if you just answer Amen and you go along with everybody else. So we had shver, what was up shot on that? But it seems from once we got into the sugya, we see that there's a shita that holds that the only time you get an Amen Yisayim is when you're mechuyiv in that bracha, and you're trying to be yaitz of the bracha, you don't hear the whole bracha, and you still answer amen. That's an amen yisayim. That's the only time you get an amen yisayim. But if just samaz, you're not mechuyiv in the bracha, and you just don't know what the bracha is, you're answering amen, that's not a problem with an amen yisayim, according to the shita of the mechaber. Right, so it didn't seem that way from the Mishnah Berurah. It didn't seem that bracha that you're actually talking mechuyiv, and just not tapanas chachamim that we're just doing it. No, bracha like, you know, tkiya shayfa, like something that you really, really mechuyiv, you're trying to get the yaitza. And then the Ramah was the one that said that really, any time that you don't know which bracha you're holding by, and that seemed like the pashas, that was the pashas of the sugya, Rashi Taisus over there when we saw, that the pashas of the sugya is that if you don't know what the bracha is, you're answering amen, that's an amen yisayma. But the mechaber seemed to go with it, maybe it's shittas Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi that's brought down in a different taisus in the name of the Aruch, that it seems to that no, only when you're mechuyiv in the bracha and you don't hear the bracha and you still answer amen, it would be a problem. Now we had a bam kasha that the Bar Halacha asked, is that we know that the halacha is that anytime you hear anybody making a bracha, even if you do not hear the entire bracha, you're still mechuyiv to answer amen. So there's a shiloh how much of the bracha you have to hear. Do you have to ask Gosh Hashem? Do you just have to hear the seifa bracha? But lamaisa, the halacha is that even if you do not hear the entire bracha, you're mechuyiv. Some learn that you're mechuyiv, someone that's a mitzvah, someone that's an inyan, but there's certainly a zach to answer amen, even if you did not hear the entire bracha. So the kash the Bar Halacha asked, which you really left off as a tzarachin, is that how can this be worse? So yeah, you started off being mechuyiv in this bracha. Now you didn't hear the whole bracha. So now that you didn't hear the whole bracha, you're not yotze, right? There's another halacha we started off with, the aleph beis of before we got into amen, is that if you're mechuyiv in a bracha, if you're mechuyiv in something, you want to be yotze that mitzvah, that bracha, you have to hear the entire bracha. Okay, but if you don't hear the entire bracha, then obviously you're not going to be yaitza. Okay, but then you fall into the other halacha. The other halacha is that, okay, so now you're not mechuyiv. You just walk into someone's house. You hear him say the end of a bracha. So you have to answer amen. It's a mechuyiv. You're mechuyiv to answer amen. So, but over here, the mechaber shita is that you're mechuyiv to hear a bracha. You don't hear the whole bracha. You still answer amen. That's an amen yisayma. So how can it be that it's worse, the fact that you're mechuyiv in the thing, and you're trying to be yaitza, and you answer amen, how can you be worse than somebody who's not mechuyiv, and he's not mechuyiv in the bracha, he's not trying to be yaitza in the bracha, but still he's mechuyiv to answer amen? It's like, how is it going to be that you're worse, you're going to be, have a problem with amen yisayim? So, I mean, that's the Bar Halacha really ended off as a tzarachin. And anyway, the Ramah's shita is that if you do not know the bracha, then you answer amen, that's a problem with amen yisayim. We also spoke out quickly that the Maisha holds that even when by Kaddish you have a problem with amen yisayim. If let's say you're in shul and you're spacing out by Kaddish and you just hear everybody answering amen, you're not sure what amen they're up to, that's an amen yisayim according to Maisha. So you really have to be paying attention during Kaddish as well. Chazor Shashatz, yeah, I mean that was the first thing, yeah. But you have to be, so what we're trying to get by the end of the shiur is that you're gonna have to pay attention to all of that. We're almost there. Right now we're by Chazor Shashatz and Kaddish. Hopefully by the time we're done, you know, we'll see the end. But yeah, but Ramesha says that pretty clearly that that's an amen yisayim if you do not know what amen you're up to by Kaddish. We also said that there's another halacha that let's say the chazan is being mayrich in his Ba'agol of his mind Karev, or Damiran Bi'alma. So normally the halacha is that you always have to wait until the person is done saying the bracha. So even if the guy wants to have a beautiful chazanis, you know, when he's saying his brachas, you have to wait for him to finish the bracha before you answer amen. Even if you're in a rush and you want to show him that you're not appreciating his chazanis, and therefore you want to answer Amen to show that you want to get it moving, that's the problem of an Amen Yisaymi. You have to wait for him to finish the bracha, and then after he finishes the bracha, then you have to answer Amen. But there's two exceptions when we spoke out, is that when during Kaddish, like we run into this all the time, where, by Rosh Chodesh or by Yontif, you say, right? You're not sure. When's the guy finishing Amen now? So really, the halacha is you're supposed to wait for him to say Vimru Amen before you answer Amen, right? You're not supposed to, some people say Amen Vimru Amen, right? So you're not supposed to. Chaz is supposed to say Amen Amen, and then everyone says Amen. But if this guy is being very mired in the nigin, as soon as he finishes the Agol Vizman Kariv, or right before the Amir and Balam, he finishes that, you can answer Amen right away. So those are the two exceptions that we saw that really you don't have to wait
for.
Is
there a problem with that, obviously, where some of the mired is Amen and Amen?
Oh yeah, so that's we're gonna get to. Yeah, so we're gonna get to that too. Also, that's today. But that was just a quick we spoke on. Okay. So now let's get on to Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Tes, and this is we're just gonna run through a few quick halachos here. Im Yesh Ksas Mi Oyim Shemarichin Yoyser Midai. Some people are answering a nice long Amen. Ain Tzarach Hamavarch Lahamtim Lahem. You do not have to wait for this. So he says, let me take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, me, I'm Avla al Roiv Tzibur Mechuyev Ahad B'chol Tfilah. But Roiv Tzibur, you are Mechuyev to wait. So you're the Chazan, this is very important. You have to wait for Roiv Tzibur to finish answering Amen before you continue. Shalai Lahaskil B'Brocha Shalacharach Yano Amen. You should not start the next Brocha until everybody answers Amen. Most of the people. V'chein Kaddish. Also Kaddish is important. Shalai Lahaskil Yizbarach Hachiano Roiv Amen. Haroiv Amen Yesh Mirava. V'chein Kol Kei Agavna. V'bavane Seinu Haravim. Harbe anashim nichshalim b'zeh kishem espaam lufnei amid. A lot of people are nichshal in this. I mean, you see this all the time. Shechoytvim lahaskel bracha shal acharei take if achar siim bracha shal fanel. They quickly start the next bracha. They're in a rush. People are in a rush. They have to get places, so they're not going to wait for everyone to answer amid. They're right away onto the next bracha. They mamtina bin a time klal, and they don't wait for them at all. I'm a shayr tuv shahevi shezem akiv after the evid. This is even akiv of the evid. You're sitting in shul. And before you even have a chance to think about answering Amen to the guy's bracha, he's on to the next bracha. Aser shuv la'anis Amen alav mekivan shehiskel bracha acharas. Once the chazan starts the next bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen to the previous bracha. This is really important. The chazan has to make sure that before he starts the next bracha, that most people already are answering Amen.
So the problem is it's out there Amen.
Right, yeah. I mean, the chazan's up here. There's no one's answering Amen to his bracha.
And there's no inyan that the tzibur has to be pats of their Amen?
No, there is. I'm saying you shouldn't be Mayrich in your Amen. But I mean, if you start, that's a Shiloh God. They say it's a Shiloh. Let's say you start answering Amen and the guy's on to the next bracha. Whether you finish your Amen or not.
Should you finish your Amen?
That's a Shiloh. Whether you should finish your Amen even. Because you start, and the guy's already on to the next bracha. I mean, this happens. To wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an important thing. I mean, who knows how many people, getting into these Shilohs. Maybe we'll get into Baruch Hu today also. Okay, but again, I mean, this is an issue that we have to take care of. Okay, so then that's that, and then the then just we're not going to get into the next halacha, but I just want to point out something that's also something that's very nageya for people that are down for the omen. So cut in the malif in the Mishnah Berurah, he says just going into the Ha'idna. The Ha'idna Shanai Gemeza Chazanim Loimer Hamaidim at Chilasa Belachash. When you say Maidim, right? I think Chazanim always have this. When you're saying Maidim, everyone else.
Say it out loud.
So are you supposed to say it out loud or not? Are you supposed to say it? Everyone else is saying it, so you can also say it
quietly.
So he says here, listen, he says, Ha'idna Shanai Gemeza Chazanim Loimer Hamaidim at Chilasa Belachash. Some people start off the Maidim quietly. I don't know where this minute came that people are, the Chazanim say Maidim quietly. Even though you're right, the Tzibur is saying Maidim Darbanan, what was the reason why we were Masakin Chazar Sashas in the first place? We spoke about this. The first reason is because it's to be Yaitz to the people that are not Bakim. We all know how to daven still. So even though it's still Takan Darbanan, you still have to say, you have to say loud enough that 10 people can be listening to them Maidim. Do they have this time at this by Yaitzins?
But they don't have a sign about
this, no. Okay, so then you can add on. I have seen in other places where they have a sign about Maida Mosa.
Is that Maida?
Yeah, I have seen
it. I just remember like many years ago someone came over to me to tell me about that. How long has a Hazi?
Yeah.
You should say it out loud.
Yeah. I have to say it now louder
than the Seabrook is. You have to, because
at least 10 people around you should be able to hear. I mean, the whole team doesn't
know. Like at the same issue. In the times of the, you know, I don't know where this came from. People do it. It's the same thing. People still do that. Same thing now.
It's hard to kick an old habit, you know. Okay, fine. So now, let's get to the Gemara before we get into the next sugya. Okay, so now we're going to get into a little sugya. So it's the third page on the handout.
The
third page, and this page of Gemara should look familiar because this is the Amin Yesaima, but. Right before those two dots starts a little the sugya that we're going to get into today. We're going to start from Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Oh, no, that's still in here. Okay, so it's the third page. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana hava asik le lebrevei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Katina. So he was going to Chasna. So he's sitting next to his son, who's getting married, and he told him, you know, before everyone's starting to eat, he told him, he's going to teach him halacha. Ein habaytzeya rashoy levtzaya achiyichlo amen mepiha oinim. The person who's making the bracha to be yotze everyone in amaytzi, so he should not start eating his bread until the people finished answering amen. Rav Chizda amen mepi roiv ha'oinim. Chizda says, only, you know, roiv people have to answer amen, and then you can start eating. Amalei Rabbi Bachama, Maishna Ruba da Kati Lakaya Bracha, Mutanami Lakaya Bracha. Why is a Rav different than a Mid? Amalei Shari Aimer Kola, Aina Aimen Yaisumidai, Aina Yalatai. If you're answering Amen, like you were saying, I mean, like before, that, you know, people shouldn't be answering a whole nice, beautiful, long Amen. You know, you say Amen, and then you shouldn't be answering such a long Amen. So, therefore, he says, if Rav people finish answering Amen, so the Mid, you know, you don't have to worry about so much. So, What's the pshat? I made the bracha. Right? I'm making a mitzi. A mitzi is on the arts, and now everyone's answering amen. So I have to wait for everyone to answer amen before I finish, before I take a bite of my bread. What's the pshat? So Rashi says, Ad sheyichle ha'amen mipi ha'aynim. See, it's near the top, actually. It's like right by the skinny lines here. Amen achi brachas ha'mitzi. Da'af anias amen min ha'brachahi. The answering of amen is part of the bracha. That's not the pshat. Amen is a nice thing that somebody, you know, you hear somebody make a bracha. Amen is a part of the bracha. And that's why it says, V'amin v'arakeitzim bracha. Tzarech shetichle bracha kaidim v'tziyah. It's mamash apashal halacha. The halacha is, you have to say a bracha before you eat. I can't say amotzi lechem and start eating before I say min haaretz. So the same thing, when people are answering amen to the bracha, so that's mamash nichla on part of the bracha, so that's why I have to wait for people to answer amen before I partake in the bracha. Yeah, that's the solution. So let's go to the.
It's only the case that obviously there's people there. So it only becomes part of the bracha if there's other people there to answer amen. And then if there's no one there, then it's not part of the bracha?
So, right. So if no one's there to answer amen, then yeah, it wouldn't be part of the bracha. But I'm not, and maybe I should have looked this a little better, but I'm not sure if it's only talking when you're trying to be yoyts to other people. But I think we're going to see that the halacha that even when it comes to other people, well, even when it comes to when you're not trying to be yoyts to other people, it could be negaya you for other things. So, but it could be that this Gemara is only talking about when he's being also yoyts to other people. So maybe, you know, he shouldn't start eating until everyone really is finishing the bracha. I didn't get it, but I can't really. Okay, so now just flip a page back. By Kaddish not being mice anybody, right? No, that's true. Right.
I'm still saying it. That's what you're saying with Rashi on the same thing.
When you're saying Kash, so the Amen is not going to be, could be it's not a problem in you. So you, Batsim, can continue, just other people can't answer Amen anymore. But, you know, so for eating, it could be that's Gemara's only talk when he's trying to get to other people.
I just overheard somebody saying that when we say Amen, we're saying Aves. I mean, we're testifying that, yes, we believe. If you by yourself, then obviously Hashem knows that. No one else has to say Amen. If there's somebody else in the room and you say Moshe Rabbeinu Aris, Baruch Ad Hashem, someone else doesn't say Amen, it means that he's not agreeing with you.
Right.
So the concept that we're saying Eidus.
Right,
we agree.
Right, so it's you're being mechazik the thing, right? That's also. that that's why you have to answer. Okay, so look at the Truma Seudashin. It's a page before it. So the Truma Seudashin, Siman Kuf Tes. So it's going to get into a similar type of shayla. So this is the halacha we're going to see in a second. Misha Mispal Belachash. Someone's davening quietly. Beishar Siach Tzirba Chayzer. So this guy has a longer Shemana Esrei. And the Siach Tzirba is reading in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. Now this guy's davening quietly. He's finishing up. So now this, the Siach Tzirba finished the bracha. But at the second that the Shliach Tzibra finishes the bracha, you're still davening. Shahayla lanas amen. Ach, term shesaimu hakahal loymer amen saim tfilasei. But before the Tzibra finished answering amen, you finished your tefillah. So you're backing up against Eisa Shalom, whatever you're saying, Yiratzim. Lastly, you're finishing up. The chazan says a bracha. Everybody answers amen, and while everyone's still answering amen, you finish your Shemana Esrei. So now you want to say amen to this bracha. So can you answer amen? Im yachal lanas gamken amen. So can you answer amen now that right? You're finishing up Shemana Esrei, they're answering amen. So he says nira. Dim saim tfilas akayim shakol sanias amen upi rei vatzibur yachal lanas amen. So he says yeah. If so he says nira that if you finish your tefillah before everybody finished answering amen. So he's using the same svara. The anias amin is part of the bracha. So you backed up, and it's keilu you heard the end of the bracha right now. So if you heard the end of the bracha, avadi you're allowed to answer amin. Mam is using the same lam that Rashi was saying. So that's anias amin is part of the bracha. So here you see a practical application. You're davening Shemana Esrei, you finish Shemana Esrei, they're answering Amen, you can answer Amen, even though you didn't catch it by the end of the Chazor, the Shliach Tzibra's bracha. So now, go ahead, two pages. We'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to the Shavua, we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. So this is Sif Yud Aleph, Kuf Chav Dal, Sif Yud Aleph, this is from the Shulchan Aruch. And Ba'oid Adam Espal, Saim Shliach Tzibra bracha. So while you're still davening, the Shliach Tzibra finishes the bracha. But Koyim Shkolas Amen, Anias Amen, Mipi Roy Vatzibur, Saim Zet Filasai, Aina Imahem Amen. So you can go ahead and answer Amen, even right this is the exact case. So let's take a look at the Taz. Mipi Roy Vatzibur. Pepiskin Marai. So the Truma said, this is the Truma Seudashin, Sham Simen Kuf Yotes. I think it was Kuf Tes, right? There's a little typo there. So Simon Kuf Yod Tes, he says, but I think it's Siv Tes. Sign, Zel Shainai. This is how the Truma Seudashin ends. Daniya Same Name Min Abrochi. Kedisa Beragim Shashachlu. The Kamer Tamuda. Marishan Pi Rai Vainim. Chuli Ad Kama Shainai. Voyavanti Dvarav. Look at Tes. I don't understand the Truma Seudashin. El the Peragim Shashachlu. That Gemara that we saw Rashi Daf Memvav Isa Kain Linin Bait Seya. That's talking about someone who's eating. So birchas hamaitzi, yes, they make birchas hamaitzi. Dein rashay levtzoya hapas hashetich labracha tchila. So it's not right for him to start eating until the bracha is done. Kedisa perik chaf mem. Ketsim mevarchem. Mavir Rashi sham al kain tivurava ravachana mash. Al kain tivurava ravachana lev noy sham shleivtsa ad shisaim reva in a moment. That's why Rav Achana told his son not to start eating until he finishes right, until right people answer Amen. Ki anias Amen, Amen, min abrochu. Okay, nimsaima harayv. So therefore, if right finishes, have a hamiyat kamandalasa. So then I don't need the miyat to finish. As long as right finishes, dikvar kosa bracha. So it's like the bracha finished. As long as right people answer Amen, then it's like the bracha finished. Masha'ein came in the anias amen. So that's only by eating. You want to eat you don't want to wait so long. You want to eat already. So you have to wait for the miyad. Because as long as Rav answers, so then it's like your bracha answered. But now you want to answer amen. You want to answer amen to the Shliach Tzibra's bracha. So he says it's completely different. Who cares about Rav? Why can't you, even if the miyad answers amen, if still the miyad is answering amen, why can't you answer amen as part of the miyad? The kan have anias amen shall oisin shishamu abrocha kibrocha richta. The shapu yomer amen assume alanus amen. So that's what he says. So the Taz is asking, says, you're trying, Trumas Hadeshin, you're trying to shtel to this Gemara in Bracha, so this Rashi, that the person trying to eat his bread, and he has to wait for only Rav and not Meat. So you're trying to say, so to over here, if Rav is still answering Amen, so now you can answer Amen also. So what about the Meat? If the Meat is still answering Amen, so that's not still part of the Bracha? Amen is still part of the bracha. By a guy is eating, he doesn't have to wait for the meat. He wants to eat already, so he doesn't have to wait. As long as Rav is done, so then he can start eating. But if you want to shtel to your Amen to the Amen, you still want to answer Amen, so why can I still answer Amen? So he's saying you can't be Madonna, the case of eating, to a case of when you want to answer Amen. As long as there's even one person in the shul that's still answering Amen to that bracha, and you finish your Shmonesa, you should be able to answer Amen. As I fact,
it sounds like we're going to do everyone.
So what?
Even if they're totally finished, they're the last person, but you're answering them in...
Right afterwards, yes. Right. Okay. So now let's take a look at the Haggadah from Kiv Eger. So you see the Haggadah from Kiv Eger, V'lo Havanti Dvarav? So so right there on the bottom, right underneath the Taz. So this is the Taz Kashan Trimus Hadeshin. So Zogtum Kiv Eger, like Kashamidi, the Taz's Kash is not fair. The Gam Hamachaber Sphere Layim Shama Habrocha Vloyona Amen Ad Kalu Kola Tzibur Lana Is Yochalanus Amen. Even the Machaber holds that if they did not completely answer Amen, he's allowed to answer Amen. Rak Bedinda Machaber Damaybi Shuhu Oidbit Filosa Kishasayim Shech Tzibur Rocha. Machaber is masking that if you just walk into shul, you walk into shul and you hear everybody answering Amen, you know what bracha they're answering to, but you didn't chap it right away. And then there's a meet of people that are answering Amen, then avadi you're allowed to answer Amen. Because a bracha is still like its kind. Umisvara, what the Mechaber is talking about a case specifically is when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. So you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying words. Not just times that you walk in and you want to answer Amen. You're actually saying words. So he says, the misvara in yochalanis amikish is time tfilasai. The hahifsik bediba bitfilasai vein siyim birchas hasha atzanias amen. You are mafsik. You're making a hefsik by you saying words after somebody answers amen. By the way, somebody answers amen and you say something. Some one word. It's still toich ledi, but can you answer amen? Somebody says, yeah, bayi priya gafen, and you say, you're not trying to be yaitza, but you just say one word. And then you want to answer Amen after that word, one word.
You're mafsik,
you can't answer Amen. So it's like to keep Ego, the Mechaber's talking about a case when you're mafsik. So if you're mafsik, how in the world are you going to answer Amen? How could you answer Amen? So he's saying, Ubezeh, Lamar, Trum Sadashim, Misugi, the Brachis, Dim Sayim Tfilosai. So this is the chiddush of the Trumas Hadesh. You think the Trumas Hadesh is just a pashta thing? He's being medama the Gemara and brachas there. No, this is a lamdisha thing. He says the loisaim that the person that did not finish his tefillah koydim shakolsa anias amin meirayvat zibor the yachal anis he could answer da anias amin that zibor mechlas zima brachu kila akshav simon shach zima brachu v'laka hefzik. It's because the Trumas Hadesh is mechadish a whole beautiful thing here. That just because you are still said a few words after the Shulich Tzibur finished the bracha, that's not a hefsik as long as right of the people are answering Amen. But if just the meat of people are answering Amen, that's not enough to take away your hefsik. That's what he says. He says, Masha Enki Mishvil Miat Hamarichin Loi Mikri Sima Bracha. That's not enough to be called the Sima Bracha. Umemela Havi a hefsik Masha Isik Mishvah. He says, Umemela, that is why it's a hefsik. So he says, so really, Be'etzem, you're a hefsek. Once, if you say any words after somebody says a bracha, it's a hefsek. Shemesh Hadeshim is coming to Chadash. He says, no, as long as Rav, the people, are answering Amen, and we have this lundus that Amen is really like your Mayrich the bracha, so then it'll help that it'll take you out of that. It's not a hefsek anymore. But if me, the people, just answering Amen, that's not enough to get you out of that hefsek. So that's the Taz, that's what Kivet. Ramesha, in a tshuva, he answers this kasha in a little bit of a different way, which maybe is more of a pasha to mahalach. So this is just taken from the end of a tshuva here. He says, "Av mikamakam my kasha klal kushis hataz al shah mechaber v'cheni ramasayim v'sheni yachalanes amik yeshakos anias amik pirevet zibur." Says this that taz that we spoke out. It's not shver. It's not sure that his kasha that he's asking the chamdan about. The madu ala yuchalanes amen machmas hamir chadayin lesimolanes. That his kasha basically was, why can you answer amen? Because as long as there's a mid answering, that should be ma'ir the bracha. Taha humi tamshim afurish bigamar dachnem zayinam al alfinin shabaytzeh amr av chizda shatarach lachakos achar roi v'oinim. It's coming after that suya. Af she'ika adayin yichidim sh'oinim. Damar av chizda shari oimer. Kol oina amen yoysim idayin al atoya. So he says, wait a second, Rav Chizda, why did Rav Chizda say that you can't go after the meat? Rav Chizda said because the people that are answering too long of an amen are not doing the right thing. It's a taya, they're making a mistake.
That was Rav Chizda saying.
So you can't be mired the guy's amen by you doing the wrong thing and answering a long amen. So he says, Pasha, you know why you can't, you know why? Because when Rav Tzibur finishes the amen, this man ends. That's the end of the Zman for the being Ma'arif of Rafa. So if you finish your Shmoy Nesri after that, then it's a Hafsir. Finished. You can't. It doesn't matter the Miyat, because the Miyat people is the Miyat people doing everything wrong. So you should do something wrong now. So that's what I should do. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. And this is on that same Sif Yud Aleph. Now in the Mishnah Berurah. Bar Halacha, we're going to go with. So Bar Halacha says the Kaidim Shakol Sa'anias Amin. So he's going on this sugi, the same sugi that we're in that we're bothered by, that we're being nice. I'm Mishnah Berurah Mashak Sanam Shema Taz. Okay, Svarasahi. What's the Svar of the Taz? The Habachol Mevarich Tzara Cha'ina Lahantam Ashi Yitzayim HaMevarich. Because you have to answer right when the mevarich finishes. But can have anias amen shall oisim sheshama bracha kebracha arichta. Then anias amen, right? We know that the answering amen is being mayrach the bracha. V'shaper hu yachol anas take of achas yom gamkin amen. So therefore he can also answer amen. V'chadush Reb Kiva Eger, right? We know in Reb Kiva Eger kasev alzev ezel shayni. He says v'nil ni is daitid loy kashamidi. The gam hamachaber sfirlay dim shama bracha v'yan amen. Actually, kilu kol tzibul anas liyachal anas amen. Avad the machaber holds that minastam you can answer amen. Rak b'din hamachaber the ma'ir she'oyse goy b'tfilos k'shasiyah machazen bracha. Umisvarei liyachal anas amen. Da hivsek b'din v'nisim bracha ani asamen. That's Rav Kiva Eger. Umisham hachi lomra shumas nedash zemes sugi the brachas dim sim tfilos k'koyim shakol sani asamen reiv atzibur liyachal anas. Kiva da ani asamen the tzibur mechlal sim bracha. Have a kilo achshav sima shatz, have bracha by hisik b'divur. So he's saying that's the way he's just explaining that Reb Kiva Eger. And then this is the interesting. Masha einkin b'shvil miyat tamarichim loy mikri sim habracha, u'memela have a hefsik masha hifsik b'tfilase ad kan l'shayna. So I mean, just before we go further, just you know, Reb Moshe said a very nice reason why we don't go after the miyat, right? Because the miyat is doing something wrong. What's the pshat? What's the pshat of Reb Kiva Eger? How come Reb Kiva Eger says you can't go after the Miyad? The Miyad is not enough to take you out of the Hafsik. Why not? Why isn't the Miyad enough to take you out of the Hafsik? Well, why should it be a problem? Okay, so Rav answered Amen. So now it's not a Hafsik. But if the Miyad's answering Amen, so that's not Ma'arif the Bracha. If I'm not saying any words, or I just walk into Shul, Reb Kiva Eger's mask, I can say Amen, even because of the Miyad. But if I'm making a Bracha, if I'm saying words, then that me, it's not going to take me out of that. Why? What should be different? Like Ramesh, let's say you walk into shul, like Ramesh, and you walk in and only in me it's answering amen. Should you answer amen? No.
Because they're doing work.
Yeah.
They're being ma'arich too much. Right.
So Ramesh is clear like that, right? So they're being ma'arich too much, so then yeah, you're not allowed to answer amen. But according to Ge'evi, you are allowed to answer amen. So now that you're saying some words, so what changed? Like what? What's the shot? But I don't.
Words are not. You say that someone. Or words is saying someone is actually saying something in between the end of the bracha and the amen.
Right.
You're saying that it should be the same thing.
Right. Well, if you the Reb Kiva Eger's chiddush is that if even though you're saying words after the Shliach Tzibur finishes the bracha, so but if Rav the Tzibur is still answering amen, so it's like Mayrich the bracha, and therefore your hefzik is not a hefzik anymore because the bracha is still going.
Because he said we're totally in the Tzibur. Because when you're, that's the whole thing. It sort of changes the whole dynamic when you're the Sefer when you're with the smaller people. Because when you're with the Sefer, you sort of have, it seems like you've gone with the right of the Sefer. So you sort of blended in with everyone else.
But if you would just walk in Stamazay and only me it's answering, then you don't go after the Tzibur.
Well, you weren't part of the Tzibur. Like, I don't know, maybe you can't be part of the Tzibur the whole time. By the Shas the Bracha and
right, that's why now I'm part of the Tzibur. Now I came to the shul. I came to the shul late.
Right.
Yes, I just I wasn't clear how.
I think as far as the immediate one is not the Bracha is hooked for the right. That's all it means. If there's a bracha, the machmas the right, so the meat can be matched with that bracha. But here, you're taking yourself out of the bracha of the right. You can only have the meat. Right?
You're saying
in a regular case, there's a rave, and the meat can be matched with what the rave is doing. I'm shy of the both beds. And why not? There's nothing to say that I can't have the rave. Rather than here and here, I like it. You can't have it. It's positive that I can have the rave. So you want my bracha to be that there's, right? Only the meat is bracha. There's no such thing as only the meat is bracha. Meat's my lesson. The only way the meat is going to be a meat is when meat is attached to the rib.
Okay, so when you walk in Stamazay and you're late, so that's the meat still attached to the rib.
Right. Here, I'm disattaching, I'm disconnecting the meat from the rib.
No, the meat, meat is still part of the rib, but for you it's not
for
part
me,
of the rib.
For me, because I disconnected the
rib. Because you said
the
has to. Right. But when you walk in, so that you can still be considered part of the rib, even though you're walking in, you missed
right.
the rib.
I can have the rib, machas
the meat. Right. Okay. All right, anyway, so the Berloch asks a different kash. Akash, v'kash alili didei. Let's say he finishes his tefillah at the same time. You should also be the answer on there. Why does he have to finish before? Right? The Rebbe already was aware of this, right? Why have to finish my davening before they finished answering on me? Why can't we finish exactly the same time? You answer Amen, I finish my Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, then I still have Tekhidei Dibur, so then I can answer Amen right away. Good kasha, no? There's no hafzik, right? They're answering Amen, they finish their bracha like at the same time that you finish yours. Because it's impossible to do exactly. So, I mean, if you're exactly, maybe one of you is going to be a little later than the other one. Okay. So, if the tzibur is later than you, then you're not, if you're later than the tzibur, then you're not an answer. But, okay, that's a daichik, he says. Even he's masked. Say from Mogging Barm Kosa Teresach. He says another teres. Mishum dashat, mistoma ein mamten rakat shiroi vatzibur ein amin. Veloya marichin yaisim idai, mechanao. Because this chazan, he knows the halacha, right? Obviously, he's learned the kufal gal before he's the chazan. And he knows that he has to wait for Rav, and then as soon as Rav is done, he's going to start the next bracha. And we said before, you're not going to answer Amen if he started the next bracha. So if you finish Beshava, you can't start your Amen because he's already on to the next bracha. So he's just saying, like, a practical, like, it's just never going to be Nageya, because as soon as he hears Rav answering Amen, he's on to the next bracha, and you're not going to do the answer. But that's him, like the Rav was saying, that you couldn't answer right away. You couldn't answer. Okay, and I just want to show something from Shlomo Zalman, which is the next thing, and this is Shlomo Zalman speaks this out, which is the next handlet. He says, if you look in Yud Zayin, it says, I'm seeing brachasa yachin and rsteach tzibor. If you finish at the same time, yachal manas amin al berach rsteach tzibor, lacha katei di b'sha brachasa, yachal mishiach amin p'yar yavi tzibor. So if you finish your brach even, so he says, this is even a better case. Let's say you make the brach at the same time and rsteach tzibor makes the brach. You have this all the time, by the way, right? Shayim ramo, let's say you're davening longer. You say, Shayim ramo Yisrael lot, and the chazan also says it, and then you're like, wait, should I answer amin? Right, I just finished my... You have this all the time, right? The shayim. So what do you do? You finish your bracha the same, Gaal Yisrael, the same time that the chazan says it finishes Gaal Yisrael.
That's a kufa why we do that together.
So no, I'm talking about the marav.
You couldn't say amen because you're singing amen.
Right, but Shlomo Zalman is saying that if the tzibur is answering amen, we have to wait technically from your bracha, but as long as the tzibur is still answering amen, you can still say amen.
Oh.
So if you finish it a second before. And right, you say Shaybar is a lot, and he's up to Yisrael, and he says a lot, and you're not sure whether it's so. You just as the tzibur saying Amen, before they finish, you can answer Amen also. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Isn't that the cottage when they have that Right, so we spoke with the Zazi, so I said that in that case you could answer Amen before.
Because the Amiram Bi'Alma is really the main Bakash is over already. The Amiram Bi'Alma and Bagalva Zman Karev is right. Bagalva Zman Karev.
So you can say the Amiram, like, single the Chazan.
Well, you
should say Amen. You could say that.
You could say Amen right away, and then say the whatever you want to sing. Just don't say Amen. And or you can say the Amiram. Yeah, you can do Amiram. But we know that you're not really supposed to sing all with the Chazan.
That's
a different thing. But but those are the two exceptions that you're allowed to answer Amen before he finishes the brach. Okay, so let's just get into a little bit of Baruch Hu v'Rav Shammai, especially you brought it up. So this takes us back a few sifim. So should you answer Baruch Hu v'Rav Shammai? So in sifay, Chaber Paskins, I'll call Baruch Hashem Shammai b'chol makim. And any bracha that a person hears in any place, either Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemayim. This is Sifhei, Kuf Chav Dal Sifhei. Why?
Why do we say Baruch Hu
u'Baruch
Shemayim? It's a
pasuk. So right, it's the Mishnah. Oh, beautiful. So Mishnah Berurah says, Chavez, V'remez Hashem Ekro, when I say Hashem's name, Havagadu L'Lekeinu. So as soon as you say Hashem's name, you say, oh, Baruch Hu u'Baruch Shemayim. Vay, this is a shmack reason. Im kishmaskiyam tzadik bas v'dam. When we mention a tzadik, tzarach levarachai, right? Shenemer zecher tzadik levarachai. Anytime we quote somebody is, so we say zecher tzadik levarachai. Tzadikel shalaylam, halachas kama v'kama, right? The biggest tzadik of the world, Rebbeinu Shlalom. Not going to say it. And then he says that brachai shechasimasam katzar. When you have a very short bracha, rakashay tevis, like kapeach ivrim. It's very important for the chazan to be careful. You got to be careful not to quickly finish the bracha. So I want you to know what bracha you're holding. You just quickly say, everything's not the same. And everyone's just saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim. They're not sure what bracha you're up to, and because you finished already. So you got to be the chazan to be careful there. The guy mechayim lanasami takeif. Do you love hochi? The pabai dia kol shani is baruch hu baruch shemai. Har mi oidim, he doesn't know which bracha you're answering, and we know that if you don't know what bracha you're answering, it might get you into amin yisaimush issues. Right. The guy mechayim lanasami didn't take a shakil bracha. Then your amin's not right away after he finishes the bracha. We're supposed to be chozay yesh b'chashash shalom yisaimush. This is all a problem yisaimush. So when you're the chazan, you have to make sure that everyone's finishing saying baruch hu baruch shemai before you finish the bracha. You always only have to wait for right. But here it seems, right, Pashta, you're supposed to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim. So that's why we just take us to the second handout.
It seems like it's not as much a chiv of Amen, being that it's the remnant from the Pasuk, so it's not, maybe it's a little bit of desire.
Yeah, so it's interesting because, so that's him, you're right, and it seems that way. But it's interesting that the Kafah Chaim talks a lot about the different halachas he had by Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim. Take a look, he's got a few sitting there. He's medama a lot of things, like have Yom Yisoyma and Amin Ketufa and Amin so like, for example, he says that one of the words Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemayim.
Oh, you have to say it out.
But if you say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemayim, let's say you say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemayim.
You say Baruch Hu Shemayim.
Like, right. I mean, you say it quickly, right? Nothing, you say it quickly, but he says that's mamash like an Amin Ketufa. He says.
Right.
You're mixing up the letters. He says you have to say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemayim. If you're not going to say it that way, it's not going to say it.
Well, in Brisk, they don't say it.
Oh, okay.
They don't say it at all.
So maybe there's something on this. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan here. We'll finish up quickly. So this is in the second hand now. Yeah. So Aruch HaShulchan says that where does this Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemayim come from? What's the Makar? You won't find it in the Gemara. It's hard to... So he says, Kasim HaTur B'Shem HaRosh. This is the tour in the name of his father, Rosh. Aviv Hinig, that I don't think he quotes it from like a writing of the Rosh. He just says that his father was Nayig, the father of the Rosh was Nayig. Shal kol bracha, shalom shemeya yomer baruch hu v'rosh shemayim. That any bracha that a person hears, he should say baruch hu v'rosh shemayim. Shari afil kishim eskim tzadak basa v'dam tzarech l'varcha. Just like Mishra Brewer brought this far. So kol shekat tzadikah shalayim is baruch v'yisal v'zer shalom v'loisha kishem v'shem v'ka hava gadol l'keinu. Upashat hu dezel b'stam bracha she'en ha'ayna tzarech latzispa. Very important. These are only things that you're not trying to be yoytze. Right? We always know, like when some people make the announcement, not to say baruch hu roshma to the bracha, right? When you're trying to be yoytze, like let's say Krish Megillah, Shifer. Aval kishat tzarech latzispa, k'may brichas bracha shal kiddush v'avdol shkiyat Shifer shal mikra Megillah. Aser la'anes to have a hefsek. You're not an answer baruch hu roshma to have sick.
So it's not part of the bracha, like we say we saw.
Oh yeah, for sure, right. Yeah. Right. Because of this reason, a lot of the Gedolim don't like this answering Baruch Hu V'Rosh Hashanah. Because the Hamoinam, She'enim Yoidim Zeh, they don't know the difference. They just think, oh, people are asking Baruch Hu V'Rosh Hashanah. It's just like Amitz. Therefore, I always have to answer Baruch Hu V'Rosh Hashanah. And they're going to start doing it even when the Mitzvah said Mechuyivin. They think it's a chiyuv to answer Baruch Hu V'Shmoy for every bracha. The brachas that they're mechuyevin. Like the Aruch Shulchan, he says, "No, this is my kasha." Ubeikar atam loyoven. I don't understand the mashayach shitzarach levarachay. How do I have a varach ba'atzim levarachay? What do you mean when you say a person tzaddik? Who's saying zecher tzaddik levarachay? Right, the person speaking, right? Reb Aaron zecher tzaddik levarachay would say. I don't say Reb Aaron and everyone else answers baruch.
Zecher tzaddik levarachay.
They do?
They say
Zahul Atov
or something like that.
So he says, no, that's number one. He says, and then he says, V'oid, Dim came b'chol atfilah kesh miskarim shem Hashem nem baruch hu v'shmai. So why is it limited to brachas? Anytime the chazan says Hashem's name, everybody should answer baruch hu v'shmai.
Yeah, well, we don't even realize that we do this. But like when we hear Kiddush, no one thinks about saying Baruch Hu Roshmoy. Once in a while, when I'm saying yeah, because you're being yaitzeh,
right.
But like I don't think anyone's thinking about that. Like once in a while, I was in matzah, or maybe like I heard someone say Baruch Hu Roshmoy. I was like, what's going on? You don't hear that. Like, well, you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, so
I didn't even know why. But like it just.
So yeah, because you see this. So there's one thing when you're trying to be yaitzeh mitzvah, sure shouldn't say it. And number two, I mean, we see also Mishnah Berurah about a few reasons that it's going to be too quick. And you're not going to know, you might not be paying attention about what the end of the bracha is. That's also a problem. Also, you have to say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai clearly, the bracha that you're saying. And then, the Aruch Shulchan has a kasha. Anytime you say Hashem's name, you should. And according to the Sfarah, anytime you say Hashem's name, why is it limited to brachas? So that's Aruch Shulchan. So he's not, and to do with the Gaon, by the way, the Gaon would not answer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemai, because he held that the Amen is going on the whole bracha. And by you making a hefsek by Baruch Hu Shmai, so now your amen is going on Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hu Shmai, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So your amen is not going on the bracha anymore; it's going on this humble jumble of Baruch Hu Shmai stuck in the middle of the bracha. So the guy held not to say Baruch Hu Shmai either. And take a look at the Ramosha, which is the next thing, which is the last paragraph of that Siman Tzadiches. He says, "B'dvar nias baruch hu v'shmai." He throws it in here. The shu has nothing to do with it. And by the way, I had trouble finding this. I remember it existed, but if you just try to look up baruch hu v'shmai in the end, whatever. He's talking about something else. But at the end, he throws in that "B'dvar nias baruch hu v'shmai." He nay aim b'zeh shum chiyev. There's no chiyev to answer baruch hu v'shmai. V'lchein aim lahasik b'suk d'zimra. You shouldn't be masik when you're saying b'suk d'zimra. V'loy ben a prokin. Even if it's been a prokin, you shouldn't answer baruch hu v'shmai. Afshan yadam inchem. Even though you answer amen. Daminu chiyev. Amin zechiyev. Legarim l'shem me'akavin. Avanias baruch hu v'shemai. She knows a shum chiyev. Aser. So during Pesuk Zimri, you for sure should not answer Baruch Hu V'Shmai. You have to be careful of this because you do want to answer Amen sometimes. But Baruch Hu V'Shmai, he says you shouldn't answer. It's Aser. Avshem Yidvar Mitzvah. V'loyadach me'limit ha'tar shasir. It's not better than limit ha'tar, which you know how to do during Pesuk Zimri. He says, "Umach b'shem is a chiyev le'nagel asa kol bracha pratius," and because it's not a chiyev, so therefore it's not the meaning to answer it on any bracha that a person makes. A person makes a very, you shouldn't make you shouldn't say baruch hu v'shmai after he finishes, baruch atah Hashem. When I first saw this, I was like, so it seems like a Moshe would hold that maybe you should say it by Chazar Rosh Hashanah, right? He says the minig is there's no minig to do it after bracha pratius.
He's addressing the Aruch Hashulchan's question.
Right, so I mean,
he's asking why don't you always say it?
Because he's saying it's a lechiv.
So that's
a lechiv. Okay. Yeah, I mean, but.
Where in Pesuk Zimri? Like, why? By Yishtabach or by.
The whole Pesuk Zimri, you should never say Baruch Hu Roshma.
He's saying it's Mamish, like a hefsek, like speaking in the.
Yeah, he says it's Asr.
Yeah,
it's a hefsek.
Meaning, like, if you heard Baruch Sha'amar, you're already in the middle of Pesuk Zimri. Any of the. So that's what I would think, like, not someone saying Shahakal. I'm saying, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be somebody walking with his coffee, or you already served with the Zimri, he wants to say yes, the bracha on his coffee. Okay, but yeah, but you're saying, when is everyone going to get to say Baruch Hu
V'Shemayim?
Oh, yeah, so
that's...
You're thinking that everyone could come in late.
Yeah,
that's right. You can't.
Oh, right. He's assuming that no one would ever come
in. No.
Okay, fine. So that's what's happening.
That's it.